So that's one thing I noticed from day one that I walked in here on my visit, and then later on, a few weeks later in the meeting. One thing I really admire about Coach Caldwell is that he thinks having a family-like atmosphere is important, and I thought that's why Seattle did so well. You know, Seattle, we had our 7 to 9 years, and then we had a Super Bowl year, and I was a part of, you know, the lows and the highs, and I watched that team grow. And at the end of the day, by the time, you know, this past year, we were playing for each other. We're playing for the city. We're playing for the 12th man, and that's what I expect from here. Coach Caldwell, family is important. We want this locker room to gel. We want everyone to be able to sit down and know something about the guy that you're playing with. And I think that's very important. It's going to get tough. There's going to be times where it's freezing out there. There's going to be times where, you know, you're starting to cramp up, but you need to look to your right, look to your left. And see who you're playing for. And I think that's going to drive us as a team. We won't play for ourselves. We'll play for the guy that I went through camp with in 95-degree weather. He's putting it all on the line. He just chased a guy down the field and made a tackle 30 yards down the yard. So I think that's one of the huge things. And competition. I think competition is going to always bring out the best of a player. You know, I think when people get complacent, they start to – I think you're either getting better or you're getting worse. You're never staying the same. And I think competition is going to drive us to always get better. And if we're continuously getting better every day, and from small things, from in the weight room, and walkthroughs, if we're zoned in, we're going to get better. And that's key for us, I think. So with that being said, I'm super excited. I think there's a ton upside. I don't see this as a rebuilding year, because I think we have we have a great coaching staff. I think we have a bunch of great players who can crack open a game at any time. The best player on our team right now isn't even practicing. I think we're out here being very productive, making plays offensively, defensively. Special teams coach is doing a great job at starting with the fundamentals. So here we go.
It sounds like a lot of the things you're talking about go beyond talent. There's a lot more to it than putting that all together.
Absolutely. I think talent only gets you so far. You need talent along with work ethic. And I think this team is going to take on the personality of his head coach, very driven. Knows when it's time to have fun, but knows when it's time to work. We'll see. It's still early, but that's just my first impression. I don't know what you guys think.
Would you go more for Golden? Would you have gone to a rebuild situation?
I wouldn't have been opposed to it. I mean, I was going to go into the what I thought was the best situation, and not evaluating, you know, the situations. I thought Detroit was a perfect situation for me to go in to come into. I touched on it earlier. I think the fan base is phenomenal, and they're thriving for something great to happen in the city with the Detroit Lions, and I think that's going to happen. I saw the opportunity for me to come here and catch a lot of balls and turn into the player that I've always seen myself. Potentially be. I think that's going to happen here. And the talent here. I mean, I have a great quarterback who can sling the ball. Who's not going to be scared to throw it up and let me make play. Let us make plays. And you know, as a receiver, that in a free agency, it doesn't get any better. So. I sit right beside him in a receiver meeting. A great guy, first and foremost. Had some tough breaks, but mentally he's still staying sharp. He's still staying strong. He's still showing up, working extra hard and what he can do. If you see him in the weight room, he's going to be one of the first ones in and one of the last ones out, because he's limited. So, you see the work ethic there, and that those are the things I see in players and that I admire is his work ethic. And you know, I'm going to pray for him that, he comes back healthy and stronger than ever. And, you know, if he can get healthy and stay on the field, I think he's going to be a great addition to this offense. He's quick, and he's got great hands.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
You guys have a good one.